Wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. As if I was an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me. You ready?
You know, the de most depressing thing about that is that I hate hot dogs.
I sung that song to be the Oscar Mayer wiener spokesperson, and they didn't get it. When I was like, I think I was like 7.
Someone's getting a Facebook message.
Yeah, it's my fucking cousin messaging me the same fucking thing over and over again.
Is his thing hacked?
No.
Oh, well then what is he messaging you over and over?
It's just a big smiley face with monster teeth and sunglasses or something.
Is your cousin 12?
Close, he's like 30.
Oh, this is. I think I know who this is.
Is he retarded?
And I'm closing Facebook because I can't handle that right now.
All right.
Welcome to the Fire Everything Podcast. My name is Nate.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Paul.
And it's allergy season, and I sound like shit.
I'm
But
okay.
we're also
That's
here to talk
okay.
about video games, though.
Yeah, I'm a little hungover, but video games.
Video
That's me,
games!
bro.
Man, who drinks on a fucking Wednesday?
People celebrating finals week.
Yeah, dude.
No
You kidding me? And St. Patty's Day was Monday.
shit. I got
Yeah.
a
How funny
case
you're
of beer, and
college.
me and Jenna went through most of it.
Man, I
Nice.
get to drink starting next Friday. I'm so excited. I haven't been able to drink in fucking 7 months. So,
Damn.
because I was on this treatment for my face. So, while we've been on a 2 week hiatus, what have you guys been playing? I'll go last.
I beat South Park, and the ending of that game is so fucking funny. It is such a pleasure to play and to watch. Like the game definitely has its ups and downs, but the fucking ending just makes it all worth
We got
it.
to get some Steam family sharing up in here between our accounts so that I can play that.
Yeah,
I beat
totally.
that game too. I Redboxed it.
It
And
is
then you can
so.
come over here and play Dark Souls 2, and I'll explain to you how it's intricate and complex, and you'll sit there and tell me how stupid it is.
It's not stupid. I just rag on it to make funny. Dark
I
Souls.
know. It's like the same reason we rag on Nate for getting Call of Duty every year, even though
Yeah.
he says he won't.
Man, I like shooting people. Fuck you.
I know. These are just.
I have a guilty pleasure, and it's called shooting people in the face.
Yeah. Which, you know, I can't argue with that one.
So I beat South Park: The Stick of Truth. It's definitely, I mean, for true South Park fans, like I said last, or a couple weeks ago, you should totally buy it. At the very least, most like Sam, I still think you'll really like it just because it's just classic RPG shit.
Yeah.
But it's a really fucking funny game. I encourage everyone to like pick it up during a Steam sale or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, the only thing that I what I'll say is the only thing that is stopping me from buying that game is the price. Is I just don't want to pay full
Yeah,
price for that game.
and you shouldn't pay full price for that.
But other than that, you know, I really want to get into it because it's been a really long time since I played a game with that kind of gameplay, and I guess it's just because most games with that classic RPG gameplay now aren't really mature story-wise, or they're like JRPGs, so the whole thing's like an anime soap opera that I can't get into.
Boobs.
So I'm really excited to get my hands
With
on that.
like Japanese characters with just huge boobs, and it's like that is not, I don't understand why, but okay.
Yeah, Japan, I don't know if you looked outside the window lately, but those proportions are not physically possible.
Yeah.
They would fall over.
They
Literally.
would.
Anything else, Sam?
I mean, I don't need to tell you guys that I've been playing Dark Souls 2 nonstop since it came out.
You've probably put 100 hours in that game already.
No, but I'm like almost 40 hours in on my main character, and I still am discovering new areas every time I play that game. Like there's new, it's so much more massive than the first game. It's crazy. I don't know. I won't go. I'll stop just because
My friend told me about this area where you're in waist deep water and it's nearly impossible.
Yeah, I'm at that part right now. It's really fucking difficult.
He's like, I hate it so much.
It's really tough because they, right when you just barely get used to one kind of gameplay, they throw a completely different kind of enemy at you. So it can get. I see how it gets frustrating for other players. It used to be that frustrating for me with Dark Souls 1, but I don't know. I really love that game, and I'm so excited to keep playing it and make new characters and stuff.
Well, I've been playing a lot of stuff actually. So I got Titanfall on the day it came out, but I actually found a way to cheat and hack it so I could play early. And I was playing since the Saturday before the game came out. So I got on. It was funny. I got online on day one when everyone got on, and I was G2 when everyone was like level one. I basically tricked Origin into thinking that it was Tuesday.
I don't know how you do that because I would think that Origin, if you're connecting online,
it's
auto
the EXE connects. The date. I don't know. The way that EXE works, you can connect it to think it's a certain day. It's hard to explain. So I'm a G3 pilot in that game, level 22, and I've taken like a little break from that because I've put in almost 30 hours into it in like a week. So I've taken a little break from that, and I've been playing a lot of Towerfall Ascension, which none of you know what that is, right?
Nope.
So it's like this little arcade game, and the way it works is you start out with like three arrows, and you're in this like 2D plane. And you have to kill all the enemies and stuff. It's fun as hell. If you get a chance, like, YouTube it. It's like a stupid little $15 game on the PlayStation Store. And my friend told me to try it, and I actually like it. So, I don't know. Give it a shot on YouTube. And then my friend said, hey, let's play this game on PlayStation that's free. And lo and behold, it was Warframe. And guess what? I still fucking hate that game. Because I cannot get the fucking rank up challenge done. Like, I've tried so many times to get the first rank up challenge done, and I just cannot do it. I get it failed. It fails every time, and I have no fucking idea why. It just fails. I kill all the enemies, but it fails. And so I hate that game.
I think that what's really tough about Warframe is that they really don't give you an awful lot of incentive to come back after your first day. Like, if you do decide to come back and play that game a couple times a day for, like, a couple weeks, you will start to see a lot of progression. You will start to unlock new weapons and new techniques and stuff like that. But it just does not reward you enough up front to, like, get you to have that incentive to come back. You know, like, I feel like a lot of games, they have to start you off with a couple big things that are fun gameplay-wise.
Yeah.
And then that as kind of ease into a slower gameplay pacing where you unlock stuff more steadily. Warframe doesn't have that. You know, you start out really weak, and it takes a while for you to get anywhere other than weak.
It's just the progression system is just broken.
I'm not a fan of that game at fucking all. Like, I'm playing it because my friend's like, hey, let's play it, because it's the only game we can play right now, but I do not enjoy playing that game at all.
It's because it's still tied up in all those free-to-play tropes that a lot of free-to-play games are caught up in. Like, ooh, well, you can unlock everything in the game by playing it, but there's, like, actual time limit caps on how often you can unlock equipment, which they try to squeeze money out of you through microtransactions to bypass those, like, you know, I think making a new character, once you get all of the ingredients and the recipes, takes like 3 days to build a new Warframe, like in actual time.
Yeah, it really fucking sucks. And then it's
really stupid, and it's really counterintuitive.
And like, you have to buy platinum for everything, and it's like, holy shit, like, what don't I need platinum for? Like, Jesus Christ. And so I'm just stuck with the default crap, and it's like, fuck this, I don't really want to do this, you know? So, I do not like that game at all, but I play it because my friend's like, hey, let's play a game, and I just sit there and veg out and talk to someone. Other than that, I think that's it. That's all I've been playing this week. I know with the one thing we're all going to be playing, except maybe Sam, is Infamous Second
Son. No, it's coming. I pre-ordered it yesterday.
Oh, good job. It's Infamous straight. Second Son, which is coming out tomorrow because we're recording on Thursday, March 20th. One cool thing about that game is they're going to apparently be adding 5 hours of extra content in the next few weeks because there's an episodic thing about the Paper Trail Man or something like that that teaches you about why the DUP is in Seattle in the first place. So, pretty cool. We don't know anything about it, honestly. It's just, it sounds cool.
Do you guys want to talk about the Infamous reviews? Have you guys watched them?
Yeah, I watched all of them at work today because I don't work. I sit around and watch reviews.
I watched the IGN and the Game Trailers one, and they seem to be pretty much on the same page. With the
The only one that wasn't on it was Rev3 Games. Adam Sessler did not like that game.
He didn't? Wow.
Adam Sessler kind of has bad taste lately because he gave Gone Home a 5 out of 5, and we all know Gone Home is not a 5 out of 5.
Adam Sessler loves indie games.
He does love indie games.
Like I hate to say this about Adam because he's awesome, but he totally has a hard on for indie games. And at the end of the day, Infamous Second Son is just not an indie game.
It's just not. Yeah, his taste in games.
It's so AAA that it's
that game is so pretty though. Like I cannot wait to play that on my television. And just be like, oh my god, I'm never so happy. Yeah, I haven't either. I don't think I don't think there is a prettier game on any platform than Infamous Second Son at this point right now. I mean, we haven't seen everything yet, but
yeah.
I don't know. I started seeing that it was scoring high, and I decided to I'm just gonna bypass looking at any of the reviews because it's scoring high. I knew it would score high, and so I'm just gonna leave the whole thing to be mysterious because I don't do that often enough for video games lately. I do too much research on them, and then it's like I know the whole game before it comes out. So
it's true.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, the story it's an Infamous game, and I'm gonna platinum it. So that's why.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna platinum this one for sure because I almost platinum Infamous 2, but there's a few things I missed, and I just didn't give a fuck.
I platinum both Infamous games. So
promise on recording. That this will be my first platinum trophy.
You
will be
for Infamous. What is the
this will be my third, I think.
Happen. Well,
to poke you.
I don't know. I don't want to put a consequence on it because then I feel like we need to put a time limit on it.
So, you know, like one like, day,
I don't have the platinum
one
trophy
day
by...
in the future, you'll actually have it.
Yeah, I'm just saying that this will be my first platinum trophy. I think I'm gonna sit down. It's just gonna be so hard because I've got this and Dark Souls 2, and they're both single player games.
Yeah, but I mean, you're gonna have a lot of time because what fucking game comes out in April?
It's true.
So
Watch Dogs.
Spring Break officially starts next week. So
so excited for Watch Dogs. So, Infamous Second Son tomorrow. Can't fucking wait. So stoked. The first real next-gen game of this generation. It's going to be awesome.
I found one of my lost Christmas Amazon cards for like $25. And I was like, fuck it. I'm going to get it. I'm going to pre-order it and get day one shipping.
Nice. Yep. Moving on. Naval Strike DLC for Battlefield 4 will be available on March 25th. This is the DLC that brings in the Titan mode. And they've revealed a lot of details of it. There's four maps. Each are, you know, island-type maps, but there's, like, different ways each one can be done. Mm-hmm. I think this DLC looks a lot of fun. I think this will bring me back to Battlefield 4 again. I don't know about you guys.
It's dead to me.
Really?
I couldn't get into Battlefield. I'm really sorry, but it just didn't happen.
Have you played other Battlefield games?
The one Battlefield game that really pulled me in was Bad Company 2.
Bad Company 2 was the same. We saw the trailers for that game, and it blew us out of the water.
There's a rumor that that's coming out this year, as Bad Company 3 will be out this year.
I mean...
I don't think that's happening.
Well, they have to do something.
Battlefield Bad Company is so not on DICE's plate right now. They've got so much other shit to work on right now.
Well, Battlefield 5 can't come out until next year, that's the thing.
They just got... Yeah, but Nate, they just got the Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah, dude, like...
That won't be ready till 2015.
You better believe that they set Bad Company to the side so they could... Like, if that was even on their plate before, you better believe that they made room for Star Wars, and that was the first thing that went.
Maybe that'll come out this year. That'd be cool. Instead of a Battlefield game, we get Battlefront.
I don't think Battlefront will be ready to come out.
I think we might see gameplay at E3, though.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, while I haven't been playing a lot of video games this last week, I have been actually... Netflix just put up Star Wars.
All the Clone Wars.
The Clone Wars.
I'm going to get into that because I heard it gets really good.
Sam, like, the first season is kind of you know, but
I heard that with
like, the minute Cad Bane comes out, it gets 10 times better because Cad Bane is just a fucking badass.
Dude, that series is so underrated. Like, it's so fucking good.
That's what I heard. I keep discovering these shows, these, like, cartoon shows, right as they die, like, right as they get canceled. I discovered this. Like, right as they were like, oh, yeah, there's going to be lost episodes on Netflix that never got to air. And I was like, oh, they, like, it's gone before I even got there. It was the same thing with Young Justice, that DC show.
Yeah.
Turned out to be okay. You know, it was actually a pretty good show.
As soon as I finish Sons of Anarchy, I'm going to start watching The Clone Wars for sure. Because I never got past season two. So, that's cool.
I'm totally going to work my way into this.
We are terrible at getting sidetracked, by the way.
Oh, come on. Conversational podcast, Nate.
Yeah, Nate.
I want to keep talking about Star Wars.
Welcome to the Star Wars podcast. Did you know that Star Wars Episode 7 will begin filming this year? So there's that.
Predictable, yeah.
It's coming out not next year, but the following year. And we still have no idea what the story is.
Is that I'm not going to be in it.
You're not going to be in Star Wars? Well, I would hope not. You're not an actor.
I was making a joke.
Anyways, so Battlefield Naval Strike coming out this week. No one gives a fuck except for me. Cool.
I need Battlefront.
Maybe Battlefront will be out this year. We'll never know. You know, one thing about EA is they're going to have at least one of their shooter titles out a year. Last year was Battlefield, so this year would have been Medal of Honor, but Medal of Honor is canceled, so we'll see what it is this year.
There has not been a good Star Wars game in like 8 fucking years. Give me a good Star Wars game. That was my shit.
Doesn't EA have all the rights to Star Wars now?
I think the last Star Wars game that I genuinely enjoyed was Star Wars The Force Unleashed 1.
I was just playing that literally an hour ago.
Even though it was it was fun. Like, it was fun as shit to play.
Force Unleashed 2 was fucked in the story because it was like...
Oh, yeah. The story sucked.
And it ends on the dumbest cliffhanger. I won't say it, but it ends on the dumbest cliffhanger.
Go for it. It's been years. Go for it. Say the cliffhanger.
It ends with you capturing Darth Vader and holding him hostage. And
they should have just been like, oh, it was all a dream.
It doesn't resolve what happens between you catching Darth Vader and the beginning of A New Hope.
That game had so...
Because they were hoping to make a third game, and it never happened.
Yeah, that's so disappointing, but whatever. Moving on.
Yeah, that guy from Almost Human in it.
Yeah. In other video game franchises I enjoy, Assassin's Creed Unity is the rumored name for it. Probably Assassin's Creed 5 Unity or some shit like that. Is going to be in the French Revolution. How do you guys feel about this?
I think it's a very good time frame, and I think it's a great period in history to have an Assassin's Creed game in. However, is it really going to be so much different than what we've already seen out of an Assassin's Creed game? I don't think so. Because this is still very European, still, you know, very much of the same thing.
But France has the best architecture in the world.
Well,
that's the reason that they have been excited to do France for so long is, and a lot of people forget this, Ubisoft is based in Quebec France. They're a French company.
Yeah.
And so they've probably been waiting to do the French Revolution forever.
They'll do this one big.
My biggest fear is that they're going to play down the atrocities that were committed during the French Revolution because of like some sort of...
Well, what I hope is that you get to storm the Bastille as an assassin and just start stabbing people and be like, yeah.
I hope like, that Jean Valjean is a character in the game.
Next gen Bastille storming. Next gen Bastille storming. Doesn't that sound?
One of my biggest reservations about this is that I didn't like Assassin's Creed 3 because it took place around a historical event. And the reason I like Assassin's Creed 4 was it definitely took place during a great time period, but there wasn't this one specific historical event that it was trying to gather itself around.
That's where it works. Like, Assassin's Creed 1 took place in a pretty nondescript period set of time in a time period that's well known, the Crusades. Yeah. Same thing with the second one. It doesn't really take place in a really distinctly known period of time. It just, we just knew that it took place during the Italian Renaissance.
Yeah.
And they do go on about, like, specific dates and times and stuff like that in the game. But it just isn't that important to the plot. Whereas the plot of Assassin's Creed 3 is specifically tied to the events of the American Revolution.
Yeah.
And so I'm worried about this game because it's specifically tied to the events of the French Revolution, as opposed to it just taking place in some sort of well-known time period.
Well, what I hope is that...
Or something larger than this.
What I'm really hoping for is that this game is more, you know how Assassin's Creed 2 took place over years of time?
Yeah.
Like, it took, I'm hoping this, you know, you grow up with this new assassin, this French assassin. I think that would be cool. The only problem is a lot of the screenshots don't, I mean, they show great architecture and really great environments and stuff.
Could you
but
link
I mean,
the screenshots to us real quick,
if
you have them available?
Yeah, I was actually looking at them right now.
Because I'd love to see them.
It doesn't show, like, I can't tell what he's going to use. I mean, obviously he'll still have the hidden blades, but I mean, he only has one gun in his belt. I mean, maybe it's early on in the game, and obviously this game is not ready to be revealed yet. It was like an accident, I'm pretty sure. But I mean, French Revolution is a really cool place. It kind of, when you look at the screenshots, it almost reminds me a little bit of what I thought the Order 1866 would look like.
Doesn't really look next gen, to be honest.
Like, I mean, it doesn't look like you could run that on a PS3.
I mean, no, I think you totally can.
With that
can.
Kind of draw distance, no.
I don't know. It doesn't look that different.
Again, like, I think this is a low-resolution image, so it's hard to tell.
That or this is the PS3. They said there's going to be a separate title on PS3 and Xbox.
If you look at the HUD in the bottom left and the HUD on the top left, you can kind of see that the image is distorted, which leads me to believe that this is probably somebody took a like cell phone pic off of somebody's computer screen while they were working on it or something.
I don't know. It looks like screenshots.
I don't think this is full resolution. And I think, I don't know, it's so hard to tell anything from this one picture.
I don't know, the thing with it is, too, is they did announce, as with this as well, there will be two games, two separate games. There'll be an Xbox 360 and PS3 game that is a part of the story, and then there'll be a PS4 Xbox One game. So there'll be two different games every year from now on, until PS3 finally dies.
God.
I don't know what that entails exactly because they haven't told us yet.
Now I'm looking at some of the other images here, and I have to agree with Paul. This does not look next gen.
It doesn't.
The one where he's staring at the building looks pretty next gen. It's pretty detailed.
The one where he's staring.
The lighting system looks old. That's what I'm seeing. Is that the lighting?
Well, Creed engine
is the problem. Is that these are leaked images, which means God knows what they're playing with in the dev kit. This could be something set up specifically just to test the parkouring.
These are early screenshots, though.
These are early builds, yeah. It's very unpolished for other reasons.
Well, I mean, we all know that there's going to be an Assassin's Creed game out in October, so it has to be far enough along.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess that's true. I mean, that's really frustrating. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know why more developers and publishers aren't getting on the next-gen bandwagon.
Especially, you know, big publishers like this, you know.
Well, and I get the idea that, you know, everybody has a PlayStation 3 or an Xbox 360 at this point. You have one of those things in your house, which means that at this point, they're selling more PlayStation 3 games and more Xbox 360 games than they ever were before. But, you know, like they have a wider market to sell to now that everybody has one. But,
it'll be
so
interesting to see, like, what this game actually is like, you know? When we finally do see it, like, compare it to, like, what we thought now that we've seen that it's going to take place in the French Revolution, and then kind of see what they actually are planning for it, you know? Because I didn't mind Assassin's Creed 3 as much as you guys did, but at the same time, I feel like that's the worst Assassin's Creed game.
It was the worst Assassin's Creed
game. It was the
worst. Like,
it
was worse than Revelations, even.
It was, yeah, it was worse than the Ezio spinoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing was, Assassin's Creed 4 was so good. Like, following Assassin's Creed 4 is going to be really hard, I think. But, I mean, you never know. I mean, if they do the French Revolution right with next-gen, it could be pretty badass. So, there's that.
We'll see. Let's move on.
Moving on.
Strafing around the modern era, though.
Moving on. Titanfall did not sell a million units in the first week. At all, with PC and Xbox One combined. And it's delayed on the 360 again. With that news, EA has now taken the rights to Titanfall as a title, and it will not be published by Microsoft anymore. So it'll be published by EA. So the Titanfall 2 will probably be on other platforms that aren't Microsoft platforms. Mm-hmm. But I mean, how crazy is that that Call of Duty sells, you know, 24 million a year, right? And Titanfall doesn't even sell a million. And it's like a new IP that's just like Call of Duty, but a few differences, you know? Is that crazy or what? I mean, I think it only sold 450,000 copies on
the problem. The problem is that there's just not a lot of Xbox Ones out there.
But PC, even, that's the thing.
I know. I don't honestly think this game is going to sell a lot on PC. I mean, for us, you know, we don't have an Xbox One. You know, primarily me and Sam tend to be more PC gamers. You know, and we didn't get it. You know, like we didn't pick up this game.
Other games came first.
Yeah.
Infamous, Dark Souls, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So worldwide, there's 3.7 million Xbox Ones out there right now. So So if the game didn't sell a million, that's like, or you know. I mean, that's not incredibly surprising. I mean, did it just release in the United States?
Like, no, it released in Europe as well.
Not many.
I mean, the thing is, really, is the game didn't sell a million. And, I mean, I granted, you know, Xbox One is losing to PS4 2-1 in sales. Like, I think PlayStation 4 is at 6 million, and I want to... And I want to say Xbox One's at like 3 something.
And I guarantee you that most of that is just that $50 price difference.
And the rumor is that the week Titanfall came out, PS4 still outsold Xbox One. And that also Infamous Second Son pre-orders are killing Titanfall's sales even. There's more pre-orders than there was sales for Titanfall.
People believe in that game. I'm not just saying that as a fan of Infamous. Or a fan of PlayStation in general.
Well, it was one of the first games we saw.
People that I talk to that see commercials for that, they're like, oh my god, like that's the most beautiful game I've ever seen. Like, they don't believe that that's what gameplay is.
Yeah.
It's crazy to them. They're like, that's just a commercial. I'm like, no, that's what the game actually, like, that's what gameplay is.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing is, that game is so pretty, and my problem with Titanfall is you know, even though I'm playing Titanfall on medium a lot of times, I put it on ultra, and I can run it fairly well. My PC's not bad, it's not Sam's god computer, but that game still doesn't.
It's not a god computer.
That game still doesn't look good. It's not a good looking game. Like, it's not a next gen game. Infamous Second Son is a next gen game made for PS4, only for PS4. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that's why, and maybe, you know, with Titanfall 2 being on PS4 and Xbox One, the sales will be higher, obviously. I think, honestly, Titanfall 1 with all the DLC will come out on PS4 before the end of the year, but I think the graphics increase for Titanfall 2 is imminent.
Yeah, that's going to be your moneymaker there. When they make Titanfall 2 and they're like, oh yeah, and by the way, these are the fucking graphics. And it, like, looks like a fucking giant robot is about to step on you.
And you can still do the 6-on-6 if you have better graphics, you know? Just don't release it on 360 and PS3.
No, that's the way that we like it. That's the way we want to keep it. And on top of that, they're like, yeah, we're just going to increase the graphics and make it super awesome. I would be so okay with that.
Yeah,
make
I
that
mean,
game as free as you want.
I enjoy Titanfall 1 still. It's just, like... At the same time, like, Titanfall 1, you can...
Still,
it's
just
very... I mean, no. Like, that's the thing. It's like, Titanfall 1's fun, but at the same time, like, it's very repetitive, and it's not... There's not a lot to do. Like, I feel like there could be so much more in Titanfall that could make it a better game. Like, attrition is fun, you know, because it's, you know, based on killing everything. But, like, you ever played Enemy Territory, Quake Wars, or Wolfenstein? You know how, like, they have all those objective modes, or Unreal Tournament, how it had that objective mode? Like, that type of stuff would be cool. Like, that would be perfect for Titanfall, I think, in my opinion, at least. Mm-hmm. Maybe even Warzone.
Currently, there are 2.5 million Xbox Ones in the United States. Sorry, excuse me, in North America. So, I guess Canada is a country. so, in Mexico. But yeah, that would have to, you know, that would have to be, you know, just a little, that would have to mean everyone who has an Xbox One, at least a little, or a little under half, would have to buy Titanfall. And I just don't see that happening. I think a lot of people who bought the Xbox were buying it as a cable box kind of thing. You know, especially during Christmas and, you know, the, you know, middle to upper class people.
Well, the problem is just the fact that, you know, I hate to say it, but EA and Respawn just fucked up. They should not have done this exclusivity agreement, because someone did the numbers on a forum I was on, and they would have actually made more money on the game if it was on PS4 and PS3 than they're making now. So.
Well, of course. I mean, that's...
Well, there's more units, but the agreement,
how it works with a company when they ask for exclusivity like that is they'll be like... They pay you based on how many units they think it'll sell on the other platforms. And because Xbox 360 was so successful, they thought it would sell gangbusters on Xbox One, but Xbox One isn't selling.
Well, and see, the thing, I think their biggest mistake, and we'll move on because we've been talking about this for a while, but I think their biggest mistake... is that the Xbox 360 version is being delayed. That is the biggest problem, because where they're going to move units is on the Xbox 360, because everyone has a fucking Xbox 360, and the average bro gamer who doesn't really, you know, understand that games can look better and that the Xbox 360 is a fucking 6-7-year-old platform.
I'd also argue that one of their biggest mistakes was agreeing to exclusivity before they saw the price points of the consoles that they were going to be putting them on.
Yeah,
that's true. You know, because they agreed to exclusivity before anybody knew how much an Xbox One is going to cost, and before anybody knew how much a PlayStation 4 was going to cost. They announced those things at their E3 conferences that year. So Titanfall went up and was like, yeah, we're going to be on the Xbox One. And then Microsoft was like, Xbox One's $450. And then later that day,
like, of course, Sony comes on,
and they're like, $400. Nothing more, nothing less. And of course, the internet went apeshit. So I don't know. I think that was one of their biggest mistakes, was making that move that early.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
I think that they moved in too early, and I think that again is just part of Microsoft trying to squeeze Titanfall into something malleable that they can use. And it didn't.
Well,
really
Titanfall is better than Call of Duty. I can definitely say that. But the problem is,
oh yeah,
Titanfall can be so much more than it is now. And that's the thing, is like Titanfall 1, while it is a great game, it feels like the Call of Duty 4, where it's a great game, but it feels like there could be so much more into that game, because there's not a lot of weapons, there's not a lot of perks, there's not a lot of different titans and stuff.
It feels like it's being held back by the fact that it has to be compared to Call of Duty.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, it feels like that comparison is what's holding it back from.
No, I think I'm sure it's a, you know, and I agree with that from a gameplay, you know, standpoint. But I mean, as far as selling it, they need to absolutely compare it to Call of Duty, and they need to tell all of the people who buy Call of Duty that this is space Call of Duty, and that's how they're going to move more units.
Well, EA even wants the money from the Call of Duty crowd, and it's definitely not getting it. There's even a rumor, one thing, before we end this conversation, there's even a rumor that Call of Duty, whatever it's called this year, is going to be revealed at a PlayStation 4 event this year. There will not be revealed at an Xbox event this year. Because, PlayStation is selling so much more than Xbox.
The
is.
Humanity.
No, I'm just saying it's crazy how what.
Did you hear? Not... Did you hear that the head of Activision and Blizzard got an $8 million bonus last year?
I mean, it doesn't surprise me. Activision just prints money. Moving on, because we need to.
Remember when Activision built themselves out of nothing on a little game called Tony Hawk's Pro Skater?
Right. I remember the original Spider-Man game for the PS1. I fucking loved the shit out of that game.
Yes. Or Spider-Man 2, I would argue, is one of the best movie video games.
It is the best movie video game ever. Yeah. That final boss fight.
It's a toss up between Spider-Man 2, The Return of the King, and Star Wars Episode 3.
Those are really good games.
That was like the golden era.
I owned all three of those. Yeah, they were very good.
They were fucking badass.
PS2 and Xbox original.
God, I download a PS2 emulator. Fuck.
The newest Amazing Spider-Man game is actually using the same mechanics that Spider-Man 2 used.
Wow, what a fucking concept.
Where you press one trigger to do one web on one side and the other trigger to do one web on the other side, and because it's on next gen, they said that all the webs actually attach to buildings.
Wow,
it actually cannot swing over PS2, Central Park.
It's almost as if on PS2, one web attached to a building when you did that. God damn.
I don't know. They're talking about
Spider-Man is in the water and there's fish. The fish actually will swim away from him
because they're afraid of spiders.
Well, Activision's making that game too, anyways. So we need to move on. SimCity got an offline mode this week.
Oh wow!
So
and it didn't do anything.
I played it, and I'm still SimCity.
Still sucks.
It's just you own every single area, and you can basically send resources between three different little counties, basically.
Couldn't you technically do that by just making a private server and then just building a city?
Yeah, but EA's like, look, our game's offline now. They wanted to be out public with it.
That's great. When they allow me to actually build a fucking city instead of a fucking town.
Yeah, they actually need to quadruple the size.
It's just like I was telling Nate, it's just like this game isn't called Sim County. Okay, I want to make a fucking jumbo city the size of Chicago or New York or Seattle or Miami or L.A. or whatever the fuck, you know?
And I told you.
Like a fucking sprawling cityscape.
Yeah.
With hundreds of businesses and shit.
Bullshit.
And yeah. I told you, I was like, they're going to release a new game for it. Watch.
I wasted my money on SimCity, and I was heavily influenced by fucking all of the fanfare that I was getting from IGN, and then I just discovered that it was terrible. So, anyway.
Okay. Anyways, last news story of the day. The Witcher 3 has been delayed to 2015.
Okay, to be honest, I didn't think it was coming out this year, and it actually surprised me when I was like, oh, was it not already coming out in 2015? Was anybody really expecting? Uh-oh. Avengers. What's going on? What are you sending me, Sam?
Keep going.
Just look at the topic.
But anyway, you know, it just, I don't, I wasn't expecting, there's too many games that are coming out this year. The Witcher strikes me as one of the, you know, first, maybe second quarter games of next year, you know, around, I would say maybe comes out in March next year or something like that. Cause you know, we've seen some gameplay trailers and stuff like that. So whatever, not really disappointing cause I wasn't expecting it to come out.
It's so weird that it got Game of the Show last year, you know, and we still haven't seen shit on it.
Yeah.
Anyways, so the game releases for last week and this week, because it didn't record, are Titanfall, which I bought. It's fun. It's still just very similar to Call of Duty, but it's still a fun game to get on and play with some friends. Dark Souls 2, which Sam bought.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, what else do we have to say about that game? Anything? No?
He already talked about that at the beginning.
Yeah. So. Okay. And then this week,
it's
go ahead.
It's so hard.
this
it's
week,
so hard.
That's what she said. This week we have Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes, which apparently can be completed in 10 minutes. Yaiba Ninja Gaiden Z, which is apparently really fucking bad. And Infamous Second Son, which is not out yet.
Wait, hold up. Back up. There was a bad Ninja Gaiden game?
I don't understand.
Yaiba Ninja Gaiden Z.
Okay, that you just hear it in the first word.
I think it's about like a villain. You're playing as a villain from Ninja Gaiden. I watched the review for it, and I was like, what the fuck is this? So, the game I think we're all waiting for is Infamous Second Son, of course.
Which comes out tomorrow. you know what sucks is that I have to, my mail comes at 2 and I'm gonna be busy from 2:30 to like 11 p.m. that day. So that's going to be really exciting. Yay. Anyone else excited for my pain?
I'm very excited for your pain. Round Zeroes, from what I've heard, is actually not half bad.
It doesn't look half bad.
What it basically is I think of the idea that it's Gran Turismo prologue, but for Metal Gear Solid 5.
Exactly what I said it was going to be.
Yeah. But some people are... I have some friends who bought it, and they really enjoy it. They've beaten it like 4 or 5 times, and they keep going back because, you know, people just love Metal Gear Solid. I don't know what the fuck it is.
It looks good. I'm not going to buy it, you know, because, like, God. So, am I really going to miss out that much if I wait until Metal Gear Solid 5, you know?
Yeah. I've heard if you bought Ground Zeroes, you're getting a certain amount off of your Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, if you buy it digitally. And if I know a fucking Metal Gear game, this game is going to take up a huge fucking chunk of space on the hard drive. So, I'm just saying. Like, remember Metal Gear Solid 4? You had to install each chapter whenever you loaded it up. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not a Metal Gear Solid fan. Are any of us Metal Gear Solid fans?
I played through MGS4. I sat through the 28 hours of fucking cutscenes and shit. You know, it's over the top. I can't stand it, you know.
It's a soap opera.
It's a soap opera, exactly. Yeah. It's a soap opera by, like, and, you know, nothing to say about Kiefer Sutherland in the upcoming
Apparently
version.
He's very, very good from what people are saying.
Yes,
he's a good actor, so obviously.
He's a great actor. So, of course, he's going to do a good job. But my experience with Metal Gear Solid in the past has not been with world-class actors. It's been with pretty bad actors that they got back from the original Metal Gear Solid game for the sake of continuity, and it just gets frustrating because you're supposed to be in this serious situation and Otacon is crying like Otacon. A child.
And it Otacon. Takes you out of the Those moment. Games are just fucking weird, though. They've always
it
been
takes you
weird.
Out of the moment so easily, and I can't get on board with another Metal Gear Solid game after that, after MGS4 and the ridiculousness. And the hours and hours of cutscenes followed by brief 5-minute gameplay encounters.
Kojima's just a weird motherfucker when it comes to games.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just the culture is just different. And so, like, what they find appealing in their entertainment is not exactly what North Americans or Europeans find appealing in entertainment. And so, like, I mean, now if we had, you know, someone who, you know, was... you know, familiar with that culture, you know, someone from Japan and they called it weird, then yeah, I guess, you know, we could take that and be like, yeah, that's fucking weird. But we don't know. But it's just, as far as we know, it's just not, doesn't speak to our North American minds. So I'm definitely not going to get it. Metal Gear Solid 5 is going to have to really impress me for me
to Phantom
to
Pawn.
Get it.
I've actually found out, I was listening to some podcasts, and they were talking about the story of that game, and it's actually really interesting how they get you from that game into the Phantom Pain. It's very interesting, because the way the Phantom Pain starts is just like we thought it started originally when we saw the first trailer. But one more thing before we get onto the main topic. Is anyone buying Diablo Reaper of Souls next week?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Why would I do it?
Okay, the main topic this week
They've cheated me out of getting the next StarCraft expansion. I like the story of StarCraft too much to not get that expansion, but I'm not going to pay them. After what they did to Diablo, like, I'm not going to pay them for an expansion.
Well, I heard they got rid of the Real Money Auction House, and then they also added a bunch of challenge modes and stuff. I don't know, my friend's been talking about Diablo. He's like, get Reaper of Souls. I'm like, no, dude.
They also got this other thing, and it was how much I care about the game.
Yeah,
I don't care about that game anymore.
That's good. So the main topic is basically Sony revealed this thing. It's called Project Morpheus, very similar to the Oculus Rift. But from what all the reports have said, the people who've been using it at GDC, because you can test it out at GDC right now in San Francisco, that the fidelity of how good it actually looks is better than the Oculus Rift. It's better looking. This is a prototype. Obviously, this isn't coming out in 2014. What do you guys think of this thing?
Like Sam talked about before we started recording, you know, like, we haven't had a chance to use it. So, I mean, I guess what we could examine is just how we think Sony is going to try and implement this and how successful it will be. Because this to me is going to be, you know, something that you have to go to Best Buy and you have to be able to try it out kind of thing. And I honestly don't think that this is going to sell well, just because, you know, the Kinect was the same way. You know, you had to go and try it out. You know, you saw, you know, what was on TV, but it wasn't really a good representation of it. And, like, again, how do you really market this thing accurately?
I mean, it's a virtual reality helmet. I mean, some people are like obsessed with the future, and virtual reality is obviously, I mean, the future of gaming. But, I mean, do you really want to wear this big dumb thing on your head?
I see this selling about as well as the Move did.
Yeah, probably.
I see this being the Move all over again. You know, it'll sell, kind of. But I don't know. I have a hard time seeing this making an awful lot of money. I think it's a really cool idea, and I think you'll see games like Killzone get functionality with it. Remember when, like, Killzone 3 had Move functionality?
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll see stuff like that. I think you'll see PlayStation exclusives will have some level of functionality with this headset. You know, maybe Order 1886, you get to, you can see through your character's eyes and it looks all realistic and cool. And I can see that working really, really well with a VR headset. You know, where graphics are going, I can definitely see this being appealing. I just don't see it selling very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. You know, the thing with a lot of this stuff is, like, when Oculus Rift got originally announced, it's like all the people, all the, you know, the publications are like, oh, this is so cool, it's so awesome and stuff. And it's like, I mean, I still haven't tried Oculus Rift, so I have no idea, you know? Like, and I wouldn't pay that much for it. So, and they're saying this thing's going to cost like $1,000 when it comes out. And it's like, I mean, I'm a broke college student for another 3 more years. I don't have that kind of money.
You still got 3 years, dude?
Well, 2.5, but whatever.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all good. But, like, this is a cool idea. Like, I understand, you know, like, remember when you saw Back to the Future 2? And you saw the future, you saw the hoverboards and all the futuristic stuff that they thought would be around. And Back to the Future 2, that was set in around this time, like 2014, 2015, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, that stuff would be so cool to have. And, like, now we're here. And, I mean, it would be cool to have that stuff, but it's not financially, what's the word I'm looking for? Probable, I guess?
No, that's not the word you're looking for.
I'm looking for a different word.
You could just say profitable.
Not profitable. It's a financially, like, consumers don't have that kind of money, is basically what I'm trying to say. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of consumers have that kind of money to blow $1,000 on a virtual reality headset for games. Like, blowing $400 on a PS4 was a lot for me.
Yeah.
You know? Spending, you know, money on my car every month is a lot for me, you know? And, I mean, gamers, you know, the age of gamers that would buy something like this or be interested in something like this is, you know, ours, you know, 18 to 30, but they don't have that kind of money for it.
Yeah.
How do you market a very expensive product towards your market, which is a bunch of, like, college students and people that are just not in the financial situation where they can be blowing hundreds of dollars on something like this. I mean, we all just spent money to get the PS4, which is a $400 investment. Mm-hmm. You know, is the headset going to be another $400? Or, like Nate said, is it going to be like $1,000? Like, how much down? They have to make it something that's at least a little accessible price-wise.
I understand, but, like,
it's
like,
what's
cool.
Accessible to them?
I understand this is like a cool thing, right? This is so cool, right? But the thing is, it's like, where's the money in something like this? You know, like, I mean, Sony's going to make money obviously, because, you know, they're building a bunch for cheap prices or whatever. But, like, why would we want to purchase this, you know, specifically?
Yeah, tell us why this isn't just Wonder Book, Book of Spells. Like, explain to us how this isn't that all over again.
The problem is a lot of the demos I've seen use Move. Like, a lot of the demos we're showing are using Move.
Yeah, and that's the big problem that I've got, because you can use Move. It's, you know, the light on the front of your control, your DualShock 4 is supposed to have Move functionality if you have the PlayStation camera. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I don't know. They have to explain it better to me. They'll do a much better job of explaining it at E3, I'm sure. But there's just not enough information on it. And like Paul said, and like we were talking about before we started recording, this is just not something that I can give an honest opinion on until I get hands-on. Like, until Fred Meyer has one in the electronics section or Best Buy or wherever you go to get your electronics stuff, you know. When they have a demo and I can go there and I can put it on, or, like, if for whatever reason I get invited to somebody's house and they're, like, a tester for it, like, then we'll talk. But I can't get my hands on it. I can't get it on my head and look through it. And so I can't tell you anything about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I mean, maybe, you know, it'll be in a Best Buy, like you're saying. But until then, I mean, I really don't care. Like, I just want the games. Like, it's cool that Sony's doing this. And the problem is Sony doesn't have a lot of money because they're, you know, they're not doing so well, apparently. But, it's cool they're doing that and they're trying to, you know, stay relevant and all that cool stuff. But, like, I just want more games. Like, release The Order this year. God damn it, release Uncharted 4 this year. You'd be my fucking
Uncharted
hero.
Uncharted 4 is not going to happen.
Man, dude, I keep my hopes up. I want Uncharted 4 more than anything on
they
Earth right now.
They just released The Last of Us last year.
I think the only thing I want more is a Super Bowl championship than Uncharted 4, but I'd settle for either one, honestly.
I don't have to settle.
Man, fuck you. I got five before that.
Yes.
But, I mean, like, I want more games. Like, I understand, like, you know, Second Son was the big game we saw, and that was, like, when we saw that, we're like, Killzone and Infamous were in, you know, that was what made us buy our PS4. But now, we want to see, like, what's going to make us want to keep the PS4? Let's see more games. Like, we saw Order, but we didn't see enough of Order. Like, at E3, I want to see more Order. I want to see a little bit of Infamous, or not Infamous, god damn it. I want to see whatever the God of War devs are working on, and I want to see a little bit of Uncharted 4 gameplay. Like, kind of like the Last of Us demo they did all those years ago, where he just drops the mic. I want to see that. And, I mean, I think that's what Sony's going to do to keep us around. Because, I mean, $6 million, you've got some money. I don't care who you are. You know, 6 million consoles is the fastest-selling video game console of all time. You've got some money. Somewhere, there's money. But I think that's it for us this week.
Yeah.
That about wraps it up.
I just found this out. I thought the Wii original, I thought it was the best-selling console there ever was, and it's not. I'm very happy about it.
Captain America.
I'm pretty excited about that one too.
Like, I thought it was, but it's actually fifth, and that's just great.
Isn't the 360, like, the second fastest?
Nope. Or, no, I'm talking about overall sales, period.
Oh.
It's PlayStation 2 is number one.
That's right.
It sold 157 million units.
Well, it's sold so well overseas is the reason.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Like, locally, the Xbox kills in North America. But the PS2 did so well in, like, North America, South America, Asia, Europe, everywhere.
Yeah.
All right. Well, one thing, because I said it out loud on accident, go on IGN and watch the Captain America Winter Soldier review, because it's out. That movie is going to be so cool.
I'm not going to go to IGN for movie reviews.
Well, that movie is going to be awesome, and that's how we're going to leave this week.
It does look really good. I'm actually.
I am excited that Falcon is in the movie. But
I'm excited because we're actually going to get to see, like, a modern, like, take on what the Marvel Universe. I don't know. One of the things that I really like about Captain America is that it's going to let us have a little bit more of, like, a human perspective on this huge universe with superheroes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, You want to send us a message? You can go to FireEverything or Facebook.com/FireEverythingPodcast. Send us a message. Tell us how great we are. You know, I don't. You know, you can never tell someone enough how awesome they are. You know, that just make their day.
I feel like I can, because then it just gets to patronizing, and I don't. No.
No. Well, you know.
No, I'd agree.
Anyways, so go on there, send us a message. Maybe we'll give you like a key for a beta or something. You never know. You know, if we're feeling nice.
I'll probably be live streaming me playing Infamous, but of course I think we'll all be doing that.
I think you're right.
And we'll post our Twitch TV streams on the Facebook. So we'll see you next week when some Diablo comes out.